Good morning. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call this early Monday morning. We thank God for you being here, and we are tagging today your faith standing in the power of God Monday, standing on the scripture, rather, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, O God, because you have given us this wonderful day, this brisk morning to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for doing the work and allowing us to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. So, Father, use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We ask that you bless the minister that's going to bring forth a message this morning, Lord God. We know that it's going to be a flourishing a message that's going to take us on throughout this day. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against this call will prosper, and we know, Father God, that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits will receive what the Spirit will have us to receive this morning. And we give your name the glory and honor, the praise for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for strengthening them to carry this call forth each and every day, Monday through Friday, as the Master's Call as our telecommunication sanctuary. So we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we say, amen, amen, amen. Now I'm going to turn it all over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda Terrell?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany Songbird. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for seating us and greeting us and also for opening us up in prayer. And my faith is standing in the power of God on this Monday. And thank you for that awesome tag. And definitely, if we allow our faith to be elevated, we know that we can operate in the power of God. So, and expect great things to happen in our lives. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I hope that you had an awesome and amazing weekend, and we are getting ready to move this call forth. This call started back, oh gosh, now it's going on 6 years, where we have been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. I so thank God for the yes of our co-founders. I thank God that he gave them a mission and mandate, and they said, yes, God, we will do it. We will take on your mandate, and we will start the Master's Call. So thank you, Jesus, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes. This call also stands on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We have a message, and then we end this call in prayer. Also on Fridays, we hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But if you have something that you would like to communicate with us before then let me give you our email address. It is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. If you would use our email, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Monday, and so our speaker for today will be one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be ministering to us and teaching us what we need to do in this season on the new morning motivational call, Inspirational Monday, and she will be ministering, God, Show Me Me. Okay, and I know you guys heard that phenomenal message from her the last Monday, God, Show Me Me. So please join us at 530-881-1300. The code is 53. 9598#, and that is immediately following this call. See, the vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal company called Artist International. We are a health and wellness and reshaping company that is changing lives all over the world. And if you are an artistpreneur on this phone today and you hear my voice, please make sure that you dial 1-855-527-3977 using option number 1 or 2, and make sure that you do 2 things. Number 1 is to register for the Christmas rally, and number 2 is to register for the 2016 Las Vegas kickoff in February. So those 2 things, we want to make sure that you get registered. Why? Because it's your time. So don't forget to do that today. Well, I'm not going to take up any more time to do announcements. I'll give announcements at the end of this call. But at this time, I am so excited to bring to the line. I have already said her name a few times on the line. And this lady, when I tell you that she walks in victory, that she walks in excellence, that she makes sure that every I is dotted and T's crossed, that is what she does. She is so anointed. She's so prophetic. She's so necessary and needed for this season. I mean, any time that we have a call going on, she's usually the one who's working the board and makes sure that everything is in order. Her commitment and her dedication is impeccable, and her spirit is powerful. So at this time, without further ado, it is extremely an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, which today she will be doing a doubleheader, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you for that show. That's such kind introduction. Like, who's she talking about? And yes, I'm doing a doubleheader. I teach all of our prayer warriors to be ready in season as well as out of season. So I'm a hop in this season. And there is a word from the Lord this morning. Thank you, as always, Prayer General, for greeting the people of God as they come and have gotten seated to receive this seasoned word from the Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I mean, early in the morning for you way out on the West Coast. There's always the sunshine of Christ in your voice, and we are so appreciative. And for each and every one of you who have dialed in from coast to coast, north to south, we are humbled. We are grateful that you take out the time that you press to be a part of what God is doing on this call and in our lives. I'm going to talk briefly this morning from a topic that I've been teaching in our church and just teaching different places about destiny. And I've taught this a couple of years ago, but I love God. He always, through life experiences, gives you a little bit more to add, a little different angles and insight. That's what's so awesome about the Word. Many of us have studied the story of Lazarus since we were children. And here we are 40, 50 years later. We'll hear someone preach a new insight, a new angle that we've never known before. That's the kind of God we serve. With the awesome Word we serve, I'm full. I've had a very busy weekend, and am glad because it made me understand the message I'm going to talk about even more. Daily decisions decide our destiny. I want to thank many of you all who have been praying for one of my dear, dear friends who went home to be with the Lord. I've known since seminary back in 1990s at Oral Roberts, and she succumbed to her battle with cancer, but I flew up to Michigan over the weekend, and I tell you, I've done a lot of funerals and walked through a lot, but this was one of the most joyous, truly homegoing celebrations, and we really have to walk our walk daily so that when we are to meet our great Lord and Savior, folks will have to struggle to find something to say about us. I tell you, as I was at that service and just to hear the different people who were talking about Chantel, the many who came in from all over the country, the different people she affected. We've been close friends for years. She was my Holy Ghost nerd, as I used to call her. And just to hear that legacy, I said, wow, I hope people talk as much about me, that we stay and fight the good fight of faith. And then getting back in town late Saturday night, yesterday, all day, our church celebrated 157 years of God being grateful to Mount Carib Missionary Baptist Church, as we call it in Heavenly Headstand. And our mayor of Prairie View gave the occasion and the history. And when he talked about the struggle to start the church, and the powerful thing he reminded us was the church wasn't just a building, because the first two buildings they had, one burned down, one was burned down because racist times in that era, we know all about the hate crimes that had gone on even way back then. But the church, the believers, the little they had, the very little they had, they put it together and would build a new building. And just the history of how they were not derailed from their vision to come together and pray. And even back then, where some of the area where most of them came from was a plantation. Just hearing that history, and then when I want to complain, when you and I want to complain about how hard stuff is, boy, we need to take a walk down memory lane of history and realize where the Lord has brought us from. So I'm going to talk briefly this morning about the daily decisions which we make that decide our destiny. The daily, the three B's, the daily decisions that we make that decide our destiny, whether we're devoted, whether we often are distracted, or some of us just get derailed and wonder why we're not as far as we should be. There are three D's we're going to talk about, because we're all on a journey. And I'm going to talk some more about it in the next call, when I'm talking about God, show me me. If you've heard me minister any length of time, you've heard me tell you that I literally have had that as a prayer for years and years and years, that I say to myself and to the Father every day, God, show me me. Because when he shows me me, see, I may fool some of you all some of the time, and I may fool others most of the time, but we never fool God any of the time. When we get before him, he knows our real motives, why we do what we do, why we said what we said, why we went where we went. And I wanted to always filter through his word and his presence to make sure it's lining up with his purpose for my life. And we want to always remember there's a destiny inside of each and every one of us. There's a purpose that we don't want to go to the grave with a stillborn purpose, with a unachieved, not reached. And we don't have any excuses, even though we always daily want to give God excuses. How can I say that? Because the word says, 1 John 4:4, a word that, wow, Oral Roberts used to drill into our heads there in Tulsa. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in me, meaning you got the Holy Ghost and all of heaven backing you up. Greater is he that's in me than he, meaning the devil and all his fiery darts, than he that is in the world. Didn't say that the journey may not have some challenges. Didn't say that the journey up and down may not have some valley experiences. Because David wrote it saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we have to fear no evil, because there's a destiny that God has promised us, that God is with us. This morning, there are three D's to our destiny. Three D's to our destiny. First, we got to make a decision. We got to decide who we're going to serve, whose team we're going to be on. Are we going to be in the world, but we're not of the world? Are we going to be in the world where we smell, walk, talk, act like the world so much we can't tell that we're not of the world? We have to make a daily decision that I'm going to do it God's way. Many times when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to us and tells us his strategy, his plan, our flesh is screaming, Lord, that's too hard. Lord, what will the folks say? Lord, I don't understand. All that stuff, but we better get to the other side of the equal sign and decide to do it God's way. Secondly, We're going to have to practice this daily. Walking with Christ is a daily developmental process. You have to practice daily that I'm going to choose to do in God's way. You have to decide and practice daily, choose this day whom we will serve. We'll serve the Lord. We have to daily speak the truth in love so that we all may grow up in him. And then thirdly, as we daily decide, we have to have, I know y'all going to call this a cuss word, but it's really not. We have to decide to be disciplined. We have to decide to be disciplined first so that we become a disciple of Christ and then we can pass the baton forward and mentor others. So what are our three D's again? First, we've got to make a decision. Today, decide to stop the silly stuff. Today, we have to decide. No more compromise. It's not cute, and it definitely won't help you conquer in the end. We have to decide. If no one goes with me, I'm still going to follow Jesus. And we have to decide that it's a daily process. You know, daily we eat, bathe, do, go here and there to work. We got to make a daily decision for my spiritual workout. God, I'm going to spend time in your word. And then we've got to discipline our flesh when it wants to go haywire, when our mind wants to wander wildly, then now I've got to keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus. So first, we must make a decision that we must follow Christ at least no matter what. So what does decide mean? It means, according to Webster's Meridian Dictionary, it means to make a final choice or judgment about anything, selection of where to go, a course of action, or infer on the basis of evidence that your decision is your conclusion. It's bringing you to a definitive end. You know, the hymn that I grew up in, my Mount Corinth Baptist Church singing, and many of you all over the country, that old hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus. And then the author of the hymn writes it again, in case you didn't hear me, I have decided to follow Jesus. Now let me talk to my old self and remind myself, I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, here comes the conclusion. No turning back. No turning back. Then the author says, let me stand firm because, see, though I may wonder, I still will follow. Though I may wonder, God, what are you doing? I went to school to be an engineer. What you mean, go to seminary? I still will follow. Though I may wonder, what do you mean you want me to go and be friends with them? I still will follow. No turning back. No turning back. And for some of us, we're that first generation saved. The world before me, the cross behind me. I got all of heaven backing me up. The world before me, the opportunities, the decisions, the cross, that's my foundation, behind me. The world before me, there are going to be some holy haters as I go, but I got the cross behind me. There's no turning back. No turning back. See, sometimes to do it God's way, no man go with me. Still, I will follow. No family, no friends, no none go with me. Still, I will follow. What you mean, nobody want to join this business in my family? No, none go with me. Still, I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. So my question this morning, will you decide now to truly, unconditionally follow Jesus? Will you decide now, time out for the indecisive, lukewarm, hot for a minute, now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now? Because your destiny is more important than hanging out with folks who just stuck on average and God's called you to be extraordinary. Now will you follow Jesus? Because there's no turning back. No turning back. See, decide that Jesus is not just your Savior, but Jesus is the Lord over all you do and say and believe. Decide not to embrace doubt, distractions, or detours that are sent by the enemy, the three D's of demonic destruction. See, secondly, we talked about you got to practice this daily. The developmental process, that's that in between. You know, when the butterfly is first in the cocoon, it's got to be developed in the cocoon and struggle a little bit. It comes out as a beautiful butterfly. All of us, we're in our mother's womb, in her belly, of that period of maturation, germination, and we were birthed to the world. There was 9 months for most of us, but there was a season, a developmental process. All of us started in first grade, and whether we went to high school, college, and beyond, we still had a process of development daily. We make decisions which shape our now and mold our future daily. We decide to do what is right or what is wrong, remembering that even no decision is a decision, as Pontius Pilate. Daily, we must choose to do what is right in the sight of God and His Word. Daily, we have opportunities to get it right, to make the necessary changes in our life. Or daily, we can choose to stay stuck in a place of unforgiveness, doubt, fear, anger. See, daily, that's a neuter word. Daily, we can choose to grow better, or we can choose to grow worse, or we can choose not to grow at all. Whatever condition, good or bad, whatever status, blessings or struggling, whatever you are right now today in life, it is from a series of daily decisions that each one of us have made. Whatever place you find yourself on the barometer of life, the temperature of your talent, it was from the daily decisions that you made. The daily decisions. Still daily, we have to choose life and life more abundantly. We know what the word says in Luke 9:28. And he said to them all, it's in the red, y'all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, yeah, you guessed it, daily, and follow me. Daily we need to spend quality time in his presence, getting his instructions for our day with the Lord. All daily decisions decide our destiny. And finally, thirdly, as we daily decide, we'll begin to develop and have the discipline to disciple, mentor others. See, that's the good 3D. Being a living epistle, living a disciplined life, developing godly habits that shape a God-ordained destiny. Galatians 6, that ninth verse when Paul wrote to the church in Galatia, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, but if we faint not. See, for some of us, it's to daily decide for development, step by step, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, issue by issue. As we walk it out, God will bring us out. And the process, it will perfect us. It will develop us and create in us a discipline. It'll develop godly habits. All daily decisions decide our destiny. We all have a desired destiny ordained by God. And that destiny, what does destiny mean? The inevitable or necessary fate to which a particular person or thing is destined, one's lot. Philippians 1, verse 6 as I close, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, your destiny. Again, there are 3 D's to our destiny. First, today, make a decision. Secondly, practice this daily, the developmental process. And thirdly, as we daily decide, have the discipline to disciple, mentoring others. I speak into our spirits. We're the good 3D warriors. We're making decisions based on God's word. We're working it out every day, daily. And we are turning around and discipling others. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound and prophetic on-time message from this morning. Daily decisions decide our destiny. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you. We worship you, and we bow down before you, for we know that you are an amazing God. And so we thank you that you allow for us to wake up into this a new day. And God, we will daily seek you. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Father. We thank you that you are our shepherd, and we are grateful for every single thing that you have done for us, Father. So I thank you for everyone who has dialed into the Master's Call. I pray and I speak deliverance. I speak healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I pray right now that you would just fill us up until we overflow. I bring Dr. Vanessa to you right now, oh God. I lift her up to you. And I pray that you would just strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would restore virtue in her as she pours out daily, God. I pray right now that you would just fill her up until she overflows right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that nothing is missing, nothing is broken, oh God, and that great things will happen in her lives, Father. Give her the desires of her heart and just align everything upright, oh Father. Father, I ask for those who have loved ones who have gone away from this world, that you would just touch them right now, strengthen them, give them peace, give them hope, give them joy, Father. Maybe they don't understand, but I ask that they would be able to tap into your understanding and that you would give them peace, oh God. So we just thank you for this day. We thank you for that word. Our daily decisions decide our destiny, Father. And so we know that our destinies are bright, God. And I pray that we would just get in our lanes and that we would just follow you, because truly there is a destiny for each of us on the other side. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. And we realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you we can do all things. So we love you. In Jesus' name I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call this morning. I know you want to hear the replay for this call. Please post it on your social media page so others can listen as well. Definitely it will allow for the shift to continue to happen in your lives, in your businesses, and in your ministries. So the number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677#. Remember, after this call, we will be hearing another phenomenal message from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on the Inspirational Monday call at 530-881-1300, the access code 539598#. That's immediately following this call today. Please, 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 artistpreneurs on the line, make sure that you are registered for the Christmas rally as well as the February 2016 kickoff. That number is 1-855-527-3977, option number one or option number two. It has been a wonderful day here on the Master's Call. What a great way to start the week. Thank you again, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, for seeing us and greeting us. Dr. Vanessa, hats off to you for that phenomenal word. And to each of you who dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Dr. Vanessa, are you going to come back to give us our benediction?
All righty. Well, thank you so much for all those kind words. And please govern yourselves accordingly with all the announcements. We want everybody to get registered for both events, the Christmas rally and our upcoming time where I want to hug everybody's neck, all of our TMC family, to make it to Las Vegas in February. Let's close in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your word, your will this day. This day, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. This day we make a decision. It's all about you, Jesus. This day we will be disciplined to go out and make it happen in our lives. We'll be those ministers in the marketplace. So by the blood of Jesus, let your hedge of protection be around us, the favor of God flowing through us. And as ministers in the marketplace, we'll open our mouths with a message and a mandate to let everyone know that you, Jesus, are Lord. We pray these blessings upon your people in their going in and coming out. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Hope to hear many of you on the call in just a minute. Love you. Bye-bye.